Blog Talk Radio.
Campaigning for change in BSL laws worldwide. It's the Ask Sue Show with Sue and Steve.
Tonight. Hi and welcome to Ask Sue Show. I'm Sue. Hope everybody is all okay in the world. Obviously, loads going on at the moment, to say the absolute least. And obviously, who let the dogs out? Well, it's the ones that have got the sense to let the dogs out, because just like me, all of you have just about had enough. We have took enough, and at the end of the day, something has got to change. I keep hearing all of these stories all of the time of innocent dogs just being taken straight off the streets, and enough is enough. I have spoken to Mark with regard to Buster, and tonight I can honestly say he's a man that is a family man who has got his dog that has been seized. This dog is 11 year old and has no teeth whatsoever. I am hoping that Mark will give me an email to give me a statement of where things are at the moment. But I tell you what, I am just absolutely, well, I don't know what to say really, stuck for words to say the least. So, John, it's gone absolutely mad. I've had loads of people in touch with me saying all about different things that they're doing. I've had a lady today called Jane Shepherd who runs a rescue centre or helps with rescues. She's got four at her own house and they've got various fosters all over the country. I have got an email from Cheryl who's from the Portland Pitbull Project. I have got so many emails and all sorts getting in touch with me and wanting to be part of the Ask Sue show. I've also had loads of emails from yourselves as well telling me of what a good job that we're doing and that you want to keep this going and that, you know, what can you do? To be honest, the truth of this at the moment is we are needing to send letters. We are needing to get in touch with top people. We are trying to do various things all over the world. It is not just in the UK. It's all over the world that we have got connections. We've got a top barrister that is waiting for us to do various things. But with all these things, cost money. At this moment in time, myself, Steve and Claire are putting the region of something like, oh, I would say about $6,000 into this already. At least, and the rest. You know, the radio shows and everything, nothing comes for free. And we're asking you to please join up to www.worldwidecaninecrusade. And do you know, we are needing you to join everybody. We need everybody to join there. You'll get updates and everything. But also, we have got various fundraising ideas that we are in the process of doing. People are also wanting personalised items for the worldwide caninecrusade.com on it as well. And all of these things are all brilliant ideas and all things that we want to do. But obviously, to make money, we need money. We're asking for your support at this time so that we can actually go further. We've got a lot of things in the pipeline and a lot of things in the background as well. But obviously, we need your help. So I'm asking all of you, please share the links that we, Jets is very nicely, thank you Jets, putting onto the chat at the moment. We need you to join these groups and we need to make a difference. Enough is enough. We've got various things going on at this moment in time and I'm just getting from Jets, don't forget the survivor suit. I posted a pic of a lovely dog called Angel who is coming home. Do you know what, Jets, you're absolutely right. We have got ones that people have fought, you know, to save. And I am absolutely, for one, chuffed to bits with the ones that are coming home. And this is fantastic. This is what it's all about at the end of the day. Let me just see if I can find it. Jets, if you've got a link to Angel, that would be great for me, please. I seem to have lost the link somewhere. And obviously, you know, this is important. We need to tell everybody that, you know, we are making a difference. Fighting together and standing up for what we believe is exactly what we need to do, you know? Just a very quick mention to anybody who's a guest on the show, in the chat room, could all the guests please sign into Blog Talk Radio, because very shortly I will be deleting all the guests on the chat off the room. So please, it just takes a minute just to literally sign into Blog Talk Radio. So guest 24102422452352432 and 2438, please sign into Blog Talk Radio. Just a quick shout out to everybody that's on at the moment. We've got Andrea, Carolyn, Claire, M the Palace Fan, Human Race, Janine, Jen, Jets, the lovely Jets, she's ace, Kimberly, Kirsty, Scout, and everybody else who was just signing in, thank you very much to everybody who's listening. I thought we'd have had a few more on tonight, you know, because at the end of the day, we do need to make this a stronger battle. You know, we need to get more and more onto this. So, everybody, please share the show. Share our website, www.worldwidecaninecrusade.com. And I'm glad you all liked the big shout out. So it amazes me how many people we have actually got from all over the world. You know, let's do a quick shout out from where you're all from. Because I know at the end of the day, it's literally America, New Zealand, Australia, obviously England. It's all over. and it's absolutely amazing. So, you know, we need to start getting this spread out even more. It's never going to be far enough, and you never know who is going to be next. Do you know what I mean? It's absolutely crucial that we share our thoughts and our views everywhere. Right, we've just had, Jets put a link up for Angel. What a beautiful looking dog. It says, pictured here is a beautiful angel who has recently been exempted and will shortly be coming home once the process is completed. Her family, friends and neighbours couldn't be happier. Thanks must go to Weldon Law for helping in making this happen. So well done to them. They've done an absolute fantastic job. Mike, let's go very quick back to things. Yes, if everybody wants to go and have a click on the links all over, we've got links to different groups and all sorts. So please go and have a look at that. Also to the guests, please sign into Blog Talk Radio. Otherwise, in 2 more minutes, we will be deleting you out of the chat room because we literally want to make sure that we've got the right people in the room, and any guests will have to be kicked out of here. So please do it in a minute, because it is so easy to join into Blog Talk Radio, and you can do it via your Facebook as well. So it does just take a minute. Also, I need to give my email address. I keep getting messages on Facebook. What's your email address? My email address for you to contact me is asksueuk@gmail.com. That's asksueuk@gmail.com. Anything you want to forward to me for me to read out onto the radio, please do so. That's absolutely fine. Thank you to Jets again for sharing the links. That's brilliant. Thank you. Right, I'm trying to think of what else we need to remind you of. We need to be reminded also of the Ask Sue Rescues, which is a group that we set up to save the ones that need rescuing, the ones that are in the kennels. We've also got the senior group now that myself and Howard have both set up. It's an event, and obviously Howard Epstein is an absolute amazing guy, and he's done so much to help these dogs, including trying to help Lennox and also helping Patrick, who, when we see the pictures, it is just unbelievable what that poor dog has gone through. Right, now what I'm going to do is I've got to get a couple of links on here, and also to ask any of you who would like to call into the show, come and give me a shout on 347-327-9694. And if you're calling in from the UK, it's 001-347-327-9694. Now, I want you to all call in. This is where you can actually have a voice live on the air, and where we want you to be able to tell us your views, your ideas, your thoughts and different things at the moment with regard to the changing of the BSL laws and what we can do for it. You know, so by all means, give us a call in, 347-327-9694, or from the UK, 001-347-327-9694. Now, we're just going to have a quick tune to give you all a chance to call into the show, and this is what you've got to do about the changing of BSL laws. You've got to shout, it's everywhere. The change of BSL laws has got to start. Give me a call in with your ideas, your views, now on 347-327-9694 or UK 001-347-327-9694. Hi, and welcome back to the Ask Sue Show. Just want to make a quick announcement to anybody who's in the chat room that is a guest. That's guest 2476-5191 or guest 2478. I need you to sign into Blog Talk Radio or you will be deleted in exactly 1 minute. So any guest that's into Blog Talk Radio, please sign out now and go on and sign yourselves in. Otherwise, we will remove you off the chat. Now, I'm just reading on the chat. I don't know if anybody else had actually seen this, and the ones that have, I know there will be tears, about the two puppies that were actually buried alive. Do you know what? It just amazes me, this human race. You know, it's something else, isn't it? The videos were actually on there as well, of these dogs actually being found alive. And I just want to say, I have just read, now I hadn't actually seen this, so I'm reading this off chat. That person got, now let me just, I'll see if I can go on. My chat people talk so much, they're just like me, that it's shot straight at the page. So let me just think, 25 weeks they got jailed for burying two puppies alive. 25 weeks. I tell you what, it goes back to the same question that I keep asking people at this moment in time. How can it be that a dog, right, at the end of the day, may, at the moment I'm reading, you know, dogs are spooked and they've not attacked somebody but frightened them after death and they're actually being taken in. But you can actually get, well, I can remember one particular woman who was 93-year-old who got raped by a 20-odd-year-old bloke who got literally prison for some ridiculous time. He'd battered her to death, she'd got bruised eyes and everything, but probably by now, that man is walking free on the streets. A dog goes and frightens a human, and he's put to sleep. Where can that be justice, and where can that be law, and why are we accepting that that is okay? I am actually going to put a poster together of some sort and put exactly that word in. Where is the law and where can it be? Jets, you're absolutely right. The only real dangerous breed is the human breed. I keep saying that myself when people say about Rotties being a nasty breed. And I say that there's a much nastier breed than that. And that's the human race itself. Enough has got to be enough. At the end of the day, and only we can change this law. We need to stand up and be counted. We need to get everybody together in one place and say enough. That is why we have actually got together and we have started www.worldwidecaninecrusade.com. Go and join there today. Go and have a look what we're doing. There is loads going on behind the scenes. We are asking for donations as well, obviously just to send letters and posts and, you know, and all sorts of things. We're trying to get personal things put together, you know, like mugs and hoodies and everything to make people realise we're not going anywhere. This fight has only just started and none of us are going anywhere. We've got to keep on going. So if anybody else wants to please join us in helping in any way, please give me an email. Kirsty, if you want to give me an email with your details and I can forward exactly what we want on, that would be brilliant. It's asksueuk@gmail.com. So again, I'll say that one more time. asksueuk@gmail.com. Sorry, Tracy, for shouting you for being a guest. Good job you got in, love. Just let any guests know, please go and sign in to Blog Talk Radio. It's just that we've got to protect these people that are in the chat room. So please just join in to the chat, and you can join in via Facebook. So go and do that now, please. That would be brilliant. Right, I'm going to go to the chat again because I'm actually just... Let me just sort this out. I'm actually reading, today in the Netherlands... In Emmen, a woman just abused a dog, beat her to dead. People who've seen this didn't take action, only tried to talk to the woman, and one person called the police while the woman beaten her dog. He's being caught tonight. I tell you what, it's just sickening. Why is this just being allowed? Why were you just saying, you know, it's okay? I, for one, have had enough. I'm thinking to myself, you know, imagine at the end of the day, it could be any of you next tomorrow, for instance, with that knock on the door saying they're taking your dog. And what rights have we got? None. I know that we've got Mark is going to come in and listening to the show later. So, and you know, our thoughts and everything will be with Mark, who has obviously had his dog Buster taken off him. He is 11-year-old and no teeth. And Mark has been arrested and released out as well. But obviously the dog has not been sent home yet. And it's just absolutely disgusting. So if Mark is calling into the show, I'll let you know and we'll have some updates there as well. I've got quite a few things that I want to tell you tonight. I've got quite a bit. Steve will be coming into the show. I think he said, I can't even remember what time he said he was coming on. But he will be coming on to show to give us some updates of exactly where we're at and also just to help on any other things that you think we can bring forward. I want to say a big hello to Howard. Howard Eipstein, he started up quite a few events. You know, go and have a look on Facebook at Patrick and obviously Lennox event. He's got loads going on at the moment and he's been an absolute gem to work with. So hello, Howard Eipstein. Hope you're okay. And hopefully you'll be coming onto the show sometime next week. I've got to have a word with him about that. So what else have we met? Is there anybody else that's listening to the show and maybe you've had your dog taken or you know somebody's had their dog taken or any stories you want to share, by all means give us a call in. 347-327-9694 or from the UK 001-347-327-9694. Just going back to people, you know, I'm just reading the people just watched her beating that dog to dead. How insane. I'm not being funny. I would have knocked her head off. I would have stopped it. You wouldn't just stand there and call the police, would you? You'd step in. Or I would. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that I'm a kickboxer or anything like that. But, you know, why isn't anybody standing up for these dogs? It's just absolutely crazy. But I promise you that we are going to get these laws changed. It doesn't matter how long it takes. It's got to stop, you know? Absolute crazy. Enough of this mental world, to say the least. So what are we going to do next? Are we going to take, you know, 19-year-olds off the street that have got long hair and hair that's going into their eyes because they look like they might just beat somebody up? Is that what's coming next? You know, we've just got to stop. You know, it's got to be on the lines of discrimination, surely to goodness by now. You know, any of the guests, please, that are in the chat room, please, please go and sign in to Blog Talk Radio. Because at the end of the day, we will be taking you off the chat if you don't sign in. We are protecting those that are in the chat room. Please go and join up to worldwidecaninecrusade.com. Yeah, Jen, we won't bite much. Not even Buster would with no teeth, but they still took him away, love. Yeah, so guests, I'm sorry, you'll have to go and join into Blog Talk Radio where you can sign in within literally a minute. So please join in there. Have we got anybody who would like to call in tonight? Maybe you'd like to say your piece about what's going on at the moment with the BSL laws. Maybe you've been talked to by the a dog warden or somebody. If you will go, and also I need to warn people as well. Please don't put your dog pictures on Facebook. At the end of the day, if they are walking down the street and they see your dog, at the end of the day, it could be you tomorrow. So you do not need to be advertising what you've got, okay? So please don't do so. That's a good question, Scout. I don't know. Scout just asked, would a vet report you, do you think? I tell you what, you know, I'll be honest, I don't know. This is the thing. If anybody's got any stories they'd like to share, by all means, give us a call in. The phone lines are very quiet. I can never understand this. You guys are always wanting a voice. I give you that chance for a voice, and nobody calls in. So please, give us a call in on 347-327-9694 or from the UK, 001-347-327-9694. 02-327-9694. Give me a call in. Let me know your thoughts. Also, we've got to sign in for, also sign for Piggy at the moment as well. We need to get that one. So there's quite a few different ones. I'm also going to be going to a couple of rescues as well near me to show the awareness around there as well and show people that there are dogs still in these kennels that need rehoming. We don't need to go and buy a pup from, i.e., a puppy farmer or wherever. You know, there's still dogs in these kennels that need rehoming. So please keep a lookout for that. We will be getting various people on the show. We may have a special guest next week. Well, a couple, but one that I'm talking to at the moment. And it will be fantastic to get them on, so I'm looking forward to that. Maybe you've got somebody you can suggest to come on the show. By all means, give me a call in. 347-327-9694. Or from the UK, 001-347-327-9694. Now, at this moment in time, I think I'm getting a problem with the studio at the moment. So I'm going to have to go to another song at the moment and see if I can sort this out. If anybody would like to give us a call, 347-327-9694. Or if you're calling from UK, 001-347-327-9694. So if you want to give us a call in, that will be fantastic. And I'll just go and sort out the couple of problems we've got here. And I shall be back to you very soon. Thank you. welcome back to the ASU show. Hope everybody's all okay. Big hello to everybody that's in the chat room. Hopefully I've sorted out the problem with the studio now. So hope you're all okay and it's all coming through to you okay now. If everybody'd like to go and have a look at www.worldwidecaninecrusade.com, and we are looking for ideas on how you think you can help. So whether you're good at doing posters, whether you're good at typing, whether or not you live near somewhere that we can go and promote, by all means give us a shout. You can give me an email at asksueuk@gmail.com. That's asksueuk@gmail.com. Steve will be joining us on the show to give us an update as well, because I know he's been working hard all day too. But please, you need to give us a call in. You know, this is your chance to have a voice, to say your opinions, maybe what you think we should do, or, you know, if you've got a story to tell us, by all means give us a call in. 347-327-9694 or 001-347-327-9694. Let me just have a look. I'm just seeing where we've got an update above it. I've seen that Anne has put on the Ask Sue Show group, which is on Facebook, Ask Sue Show, yet another petition to sign to save yet another dog from destruction, this time in Australia. So if anybody can tell me about that poor dog. Also, there was a story on the Belfast Telegraph, and that apparently was some years ago, apparently where two dogs had been put down by Belfast City Council once before. Let's have a look. Let me just have a look. Now, I need to have an update over the Wicker case as well. Obviously, I know she was due to, I would say put to sleep, but that's the wrong word, to be killed. I've seen some of these pictures that are on Facebook at the moment with people that have done stuff to dogs. It's just, oh, just put me in a ring with them. I'd soon sort it out. And then they'd want to ask Sue, I can tell you. Right. Also, if anybody's got knows of a company, maybe that they do certain years, you know, now and again they'll have once a month and they actually promote a charity. If anybody sees anything like this at the moment, by all means give me an email, asksueuk@gmail.com. We're going to see if we can contact a few different ones about that. Now, what was the other one? There was another one I wanted to mention about. But if you want to give us a call in, maybe you can give me some updates on what's going on around the world. Please go and call me on 347-327-9694 and also 001-347-327-9694. The show has got to be up for you as well to give us a call in. Right, I'm just trying to think. Right, I want to, Global Radio, okay, I want to sign up for either Premium or the Plus. I'm not sure which will work best for me. The first month free, is it for that purpose? You just sign in, you just use a free one. You don't have to use a Premium one. It doesn't cost you, okay? So just sign in, that's all. Yasmin, why would you be shy? You are just talking to Asu. I promise not to bite, and not even poor Buster does. He's got no teeth. So please give us a call in, 347-327-9694, or from the UK, 001-347-327-9694. If anybody wants to join the Asu show group, you can go and have a look on Facebook. And we've got various other groups all over Facebook. So if you just type in Ask Sue, usually it will come up with a load of different things that I'm involved in. So please join in there. I was actually talking to a lady today who actually lives near Silverstone, which is in the UK. and she has got dogs that need rescuing at the moment. Her name is Jane Shepherd, and I will be working with her shortly to obviously bring the fact that, you know, we're saying about these BSL laws, and we need to literally start making awareness. You know, these BSL laws are going to frighten people, where people will actually put their dogs into these kennels because they are scared of what might happen. So please, you know, give us a shout. You know, we need to start doing all of these different things. We need to start sharing these links, start sharing the shows. You know, this is where your voice is, okay? So by all means, give me a shout. Give us a call in 347-327-9694. Right, and thank you very much to Jet, that's also putting all the links onto the chat for me. That's absolutely fantastic. I really appreciate that. Thanks for that. Right, let me just go. I've still got no more phone calls to anybody, unless we've got a problem in the phone lines, which is a possibility, I suppose. So if you're trying to call in and we've got a problem, please just let me know on the chat room so I can sort that out too. I'm just trying to have a look on the other one. Now, we've also got on Facebook a group called Ask Sue Rescues. And we literally put all the different dogs that we know that need rehome at the moment. And at the moment, we've only got 65 members in there. So by all means, please join in. We have got various ones. Now, this is supposed to be for lost ones or whatever. We've got a lost dog that's, you know, we've got lost dog. We've got Champ, who's Champ in to sponsor, and that's at Paws to Rescue at Marion County Animal Shelter. 15 pit bull pups found, one was dead in deplorable state. That was at Frackville PA Home for Up for Adoption. So have a look at that. There's various beautiful looking dogs on there, and we really need to share these, because at the end of the day, there is also people looking for a new dog. You know, theirs has passed away. So, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of people don't want pups. They want to have an older one. So please go and have a look at local shelters. And maybe you could take some photos of the dogs in your local shelters. Go and have a look. Take some pictures and post them onto the Ask Sue Rescues. And let's get more rehomed and checked. I know I was speaking to Jane Shepherd today, and she said that she can rehome anywhere over the UK, because she has got people that can actually go and do home checks anywhere in the UK. So please go and join up with them. It's an absolute brilliant place to, you know, she's got foster carers for the dogs all over the UK. So it's absolutely brilliant. So right, we need to get some callers in. 347-327-9694, or from the UK, 001-347-327-9694. So what exactly have you been able to do? How many people have actually contributed to the Worldwide Canine Crusade? Have you joined up there yet? Let me know if you've already joined up. If you want us to join you up to it, you're not sure how exactly to join up with it, just send me an email to asksueuk@gmail.com, and I will add you personally to the group myself, to the website, where you will get updates and all sorts on there. So please give me a call in. Well done to Human Race. I've joined, she said. Jen Greener, on the first night, she signed in. So thank you very much for that. Who else has joined the Worldwide Canine Crusade? Give yourselves a big shout out. Also, called the guest 2630, please sign into Blog Talk Radio. We'll give you a minute to sign in. Otherwise, unfortunately, we'll have to take you straight off. So guest 2630, please sign out of here and sign in properly into Blog Talk Radio. Otherwise, we will have to take you off the chat to protect the ones that are in our chat. Thank you very much for that. A big shout out to everybody who's in the chat at the moment. We have got Andrea, Caroline, Claire, M. the Palace Fan, Human Race, Janine, Jen, Jets, Kimberly, Kirsty, Scout, and it stopped working, hold on a minute, and Willy Wonka, and Yasmin Atkins. So hope everybody's okay, and Tracy Rooney as well. Hope everybody's all okay, and a big hi to everybody. So what have you been doing this week? Also, to Claire, if you want to give us a call in and tell us what you've been up to, Claire, that would be brilliant. Come and give us a bit of a shout-out. Claire Hartley is the one that actually put literally her money where her mouth was, and she actually helped us on the night on the ASU show to sort out the private plane to go over to Belfast when the Lennox story was obviously coming near to the end, and we actually had Joanne go over there, and Claire literally did put the money up there and then on that night. She was absolutely fantastic. So if anybody still wants to do the chip-in or wants to donate at all, by all means, give us a shout and we will sort that out. Give us a call, 347-327-9694, or from the UK, 001-347-327-9694. Yes, certainly, Claire Ito, we can sort that for you. She's put, can you post the chip and pin details? I'm sure that Claire will put that on very soon for you. Or you can just give Claire a little nudge on the private chat on here. She will, by all means, do that. Oh, well done, Claire. Thank you very much for that. Claire, if you've got a spare minute and want to call in, give us an update, by all means, you can. Right. 347-327-9694, or you can call in from the UK, 001-347-327-9694. Right, let's go over to, let me just have a look what we've got going here. Let me just find it. I'm just going to see if I can get a update. Right, obviously, if anybody's been listening to the story about Buster, he has been taken from his home. Buster is 11-year-old, and he actually has no teeth whatsoever. He's on the idea of pit bull type, and he has been seized under the BSL. And it's just absolutely ludicrous. I just think, what on earth is next? So, you know, by all means, we need to sort this out. You know, all of these people keep saying to me, oh, it won't be me. You know, I live in whatever. It could be you tomorrow. It is simple as that. We need to stop this now, and we need to start all helping out here. The way to help out is by donating to worldwidecaninecrusade.com. I will say now that a lot of you have been saying what a good job we're doing and everything, but we need just a few pennies, to say the least, to do these things. We've got a lot going on behind the scenes, but we cannot afford to do it all. I've got a family, I've got 4 children, I'm trying to keep the radio going and everything else. We cannot do all this all on our own. We do need your help. There is a lot of things going on behind the scenes that you will just have to trust me with, that are going on and that are going to make the change. We are hopefully going to be sending letters out to a lot of people shortly, and I'm talking probably altogether, I would say about 10,000 letters, but we need your help for this. We cannot afford all of them stamps, all of those letters, all that printing. We need your help. So at the end of the day, if you believe in us and you want us to carry on with this, you need to, obviously, please help us in anything you can. So whether or not you've got a company and you can do some franking to pay for the postage or whatever it may be, please give me an email, asksueuk@gmail.com, or you can give me a call in tonight. Let me know what you can do to help us, 347-327-9694. Willy Wonka saying, wave if you have chipped in. Absolutely. If you've donated to either Claire's chip in or the Worldwide Canine Crusade.com. Please give us a wave. Tell us that you've chipped in. And also, maybe you can think of something else. Maybe there's something else that you think, oh, do you know what we could do? So, do you know this, that, and the other? We're actually in the process of sorting out doing a changing of hair color. We're doing green and blue hair dyes going into our hair, and we're going to get people to sponsor us. So if you'd like to sponsor us, by all means, send me an email or actually join the Worldwide CanineCrusade.com, and we can give you more updates there to let you know how to go about this. Now, I'm hoping my little angel is on the line. Hi, how are you doing?
A little angel. Wow, I've not been called that for a long time.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, thank you, Sue. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Feeling a lot better than I did, bless. But, you know, how are you feeling?
I'm very good. I'm limping and hobbling around today, having had my bits chopped off, as you know. But apart from that, I'm absolutely fine. And raring to go, albeit a little bit less of me now.
Do you know what? Their minds are thinking overtime now, Steve, to say the least. Now, have you on a different phone tonight, Steve? Because you sound very quiet.
Do I sound a little bit quiet?
You do.
Would you like me to try calling you back on a different line?
Well, I don't know. Everybody in the chat, can you hear Steve okay? We'll find out in a minute, Steve. I've been telling everybody to obviously join up with our campaign and telling them how we're going on. Oh, we've got a no
fantastic.
And a yes. And we've actually got somebody who said... Hold a minute. We've got somebody saying you sound tired tonight.
I'm exhausted tonight. It's been one of those days. But I've got some exciting things to tell people if you've not told them already. But do you want to try and get this phone line a little bit better and maybe play them a song or something, and we can try and get a louder connection?
Yes, that'd be brilliant. Okay. Well, I'll let you go, and then you give us a call back in. Okay.
All right, Sue.
All right then, darling. Bye.
Cheers, Joe. Bye.
Now, while I just very quickly cut Steve off so he can ring back in, I want you all to do me a favour. We are going to go green and blue, and even Steve has said that he is going to do the hair dye and everything, and we need to get this done. So if you want to sponsor us, just go to worldwidecaninecrusade.com, and I will get Claire to give us updates through the show of how many people have actually sponsored us to do this. So, you know, at the end of the day, if everybody chipped in, literally from, you know, I'll say like £5, okay? If everybody chipped in £5 and we've got 1,000 people on my Ask Sue Show group, at the end of the day, that should be about £5,000 in my reckoning. So just don't, even if you donate just £5 today, every little helps. Now, I'm going to go and do a little bit of a song because I'm going to try and do something here, but I'm not sure if I can actually get it to work. So what I'll do is I'll put it to a song, and this is a good one. I like this one. And this is in memory of Lennox, and also to any others that have been, I'm going to say, destroyed. And our hearts go out to the families and the friends of these dogs. So please have a listen to this song, and I'll be back to you shortly. And while you're listening, go and donate. Thanks. Catch up in a minute.
All my players out there, man, you know, they got that one good girl, dog, that's always been there, man, like, took all
the number you have dialed has not been recognized.
Yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I noticed my girl wasn't by my side. Could have sworn I was dreaming, for her I was fiending, so I had to take a little ride. Backtracking on these few years, trying to figure out what I do to make it go bad. Cause ever since my girl left me, my whole life came crashing and I'm so, so lonely. After all I pushed you through, you still stuck around and stayed by my side. What really hurt me is I broke your heart, baby. You were a good girl and I had no right. I really wanna make things right, cause without you in my life, girl, I'm so, so lonely. Never thought the day would come where you would get up and run and I would be out chasing you. There ain't nowhere in the globe I'd rather be. Ain't no one in the globe I'd rather see than the girl of my dreams that made me be so happy but now so lonely.
And welcome back to the Ask Sue Show. Hope everybody is all okay. And we have got Steve back on the line. Hi, Steve.
Hello. Is that better?
That's much better. Excellent.
Wonderful.
Yes,
wonderful.
So I've been having one of my little rants. We've been going on about, obviously, about the worldwide canine crusade. And I have been asking them to dig deep. So it's your turn to your little natter of.
Oh, my little natter. Well, have you mentioned the thing we spoke about earlier on today that we have coming up, or has that been left for me to tell them about?
Which part, love?
The big day. The big day.
No, I haven't mentioned the big day. No. So I have to leave you to do something.
Well, no, that's absolutely fine. I'll do anything you want to. Let me get started.
I can't wait.
Okay, we all, everybody in the chat room, even those that can't afford to personally give money, want to help. I know they do, and everybody on the Ask Sue show. So we've done a few legalities checking out, and we are planning, we've not fixed a date yet, we'll announce it early next week, but we're planning probably about 3 months from now to have a national Go Green and Blue at Work Day, where we want every business in the land, or as many of them as we can get, to buy one of our special packs for businesses and everybody go to work in a green and blue Worldwide Canine Crusade t-shirt, green and blue balloons all over the office, a few feather boas maybe, and one thing or another. So please, all of you that have got a job and go out to work every day, do tell us what you think. Do you think you could get your boss to allow you to do something like this? Boss chips in, buys a kit for everyone, and all the funds go to the Worldwide Canine Crusade, and you have a whole party at work for a day in aid of saving doggies. Who do you think's up for that?
Well, I'll just wait for them to come and give me a rant on the chat. Who thinks they can con their boss, or if you're a boss, to actually do a blue and green day? I am sure there's one person I know straight away. Howard.
Oh, I think Howard will have half of America going green and blue. Kat has said no, they're accountants and they're tight. Oh, good Lord. Carolyn's a pensioner, so she can't. Well, you can, Carolyn. You absolutely can. You can buy a green and blue kit, and you can take a photo with your balloon and your feather boa and your T-shirt and send it in to us, and we can promote that even pensioners at home are having a green and blue day. I mean, it doesn't have to be restricted to businesses, this. Anyone can buy a kit. We've not worked out the cost yet, but it'll be a complete party pack, and we want people all around the country going green and blue.
Yeah, and the other thing is, to Carolyn, I want to just say to you, what about Phyllis on Coronation Street? She had blue hair, and she went to work, and she sat in the pub doing it. So it just means you've got a reason to literally go out there and be a bit silly, but for a good cause, and I'm all up for that.
Absolutely. Now, Kaz has just said in the chat, what about schools? Great idea. Hadn't thought of that, but it could be a good idea to get into schools as far as educating the kids about dogs as well. So that's certainly something. Maybe we could have kids at schools going green and blue.
Yep, definitely.
The whole idea of this, though, is that businesses will be supplied with a kit depending on the number of employees. So there'll be a fun kit, various bits and bobs to have a party, and, of course, the T-shirt. The business pays for the kit, and then throughout the day they can have lots of fun and raise more money. We've got to get 7,000 quid in the next month or two, otherwise we can't do what we want to do. And and wristbands, too, we could probably put those in the kit, Kimberly, yep. But we've got to raise a lot of money, and we think that this is going to be a great way to do it. So will you all have a word with your bosses, those of you that do work? Tracy said no way here, sorry. Why is that, Tracy?
Can I just say to everybody, right, I'm going to be a bit blunt here now. Let's just imagine tomorrow your dog gets taken away from your house. How many of you would want to change the BSL laws then if your dog or whatever got taken tomorrow? Who would then want to have their hair shaved or hair dyed or whatever else you want to do? You know, wear a T-shirt or anything. I don't, absolutely, Yasmin. Even if you wear blue and green knickers for that day, yes, and Yasmin, the picture would be hilarious. You know, but
so long as you get a bit of sponsorship for your green and blue knickers, Yasmin. Don't just sit there in your house with your knickers on and your camera out. We want people to pay you for it.
Definitely. And the thing is, I've just been saying before, Steve, about how much we're wanting to do, but a lot of it does depend on the money by even posting letters or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's worth pointing out, I was speaking with our legal people today. This is in all seriousness now, quite worrying. We know BSL as it is. We've heard the famous stories. We all see things posted on Facebooks. But BSL is set to get worse. We're not just going to be looking at dogs that look like pit bulls. They are trying to give a lot more powers to local authorities to seize any dog, doesn't matter what breed, and certainly increase the list of breeds that they deem to be dangerous. And as we know, deeming to be dangerous can just be because it looks at someone the wrong way. This is something that is a serious problem now, but needs to be addressed now. And I think what I can say, although I can't say too much, we have been approached by somebody with a lot of power, and we have been asked to form an official committee of experts to advise and to help in the implementation. So we're not just a bunch of people on the chat radio that are ranting on about this. We've actually got serious experts advising us to put together an expert panel from around the world, which is something that I've been working on in the last few days. So we've got an awful lot of stuff going on, but this costs money. But whether you've got a pit bull type, a Rottie, as myself and Sue have, or an Alsatian, or even a flipping poodle. Who knows where these laws are going to go? But they are seriously cracking down. In my opinion, because of the amount of homeless dogs in the country, this is a great law to get around reducing numbers. That's just my speculation. But whatever's going to happen, we know these laws are going to get tougher. So we've got to do something, and we've got to do it now.
The other thing is, Steve, the fact is, they are literally going for anything because they've took in Buster, who's 11-year-old and who has got no teeth, for goodness sake.
Exactly, which is crazy. You know, I mean, that'll be like taking your grandmother in, wouldn't it, you know, for being violent when she's 96 and in a wheelchair, let's be honest. The problem at the moment with BSL, as I've discovered, is, you know, people think, oh, pit bull looks like a pit bull, we take it. At the moment, the guidelines are so loose. There are so many loopholes. If a situation goes to court, the dog is guilty until proven innocent. It's as simple as that. And any potential evidence that could suggest that the dog could be vicious will result in a destruction order. And there's been cases recently where the dog has been deemed perfectly stable, not at all violent by the experts. And then it takes one policeman to pop up. And the latest thing is, what if they wear a muzzle and take the muzzle, and the muzzle comes off during a fight? That dog could bite someone, which could happen to any dog. So they are really at the moment doing everything they can to tighten these things and to find ways out. And we're going to find ways to get in there and propose significant changes backed up by the right people and go about it the right way. But, you know, we have been getting a lot of great support. But it is a little bit disheartening when there's been many people email me personally and say, yep, I can't afford much, I'll give you £5, or I'll give you 10 quid or a quid. Somebody actually the other day, God bless them, sent me an email, wasted a whole day of my time going backwards and forwards, telling us they were leaving us an inheritance, and they had some inheritance and were going to fund our whole legal campaign, which turned out to be a wind-up. But we need the money. It's as simple as that. And so we want to do these days at work. We want people to show a bit more enthusiasm than they are doing. And like you said, Sue, this could be your dog, my dog, or anyone else's dog next. You just don't know over the next couple of years where these laws are going to go.
The thing is, it can be literally anything. We are not saying to people we need loads and loads of people at one time to raise loads of money. This could even be on Sunday. How many people in the world at this moment in time is saying that they need to empty out their loft or they need to empty the shed? Simple. Go and take it down to local car boot and donate a percentage to us. It's as simple as that. Actually, help yourselves to help us. And even maybe you could do some flyers. So tell people what we're doing and spread the word around at the same time. It can be literally anything. I'm seriously thinking maybe I should do a sponsored silence for my children for the day. What do you reckon, Steve?
I'll give a quid to that. Mind you, having said that, me and Claire have spent enough money bribing your children to be good through the summer holidays so that you can get on with what you're doing. So I think I'm going to have to take out another overdraft just to pay them all of these things. But, yeah, a bit of silence from your kids. It doesn't matter. Through the summer holidays, your kids can be doing sponsored things. The hair dyeing is another one. A few people have said in the chat that where they work, they wouldn't be able to do something like what we're suggesting. But is there anybody out there that can take it upon themselves with a load of leaflets one day to go around local shops and offices and say, this is a national day, we're promoting it, we're looking, and I can't say too much at the moment, but we're looking to get some celebrity backing on this and promote it to the businesses. Can people out there just get out there and talk to local businesses and persuade them to come on board with this?
And this is the thing, it doesn't matter how big or small you might be, but do you know what I mean? It's got to be, we've just got to take this on board. You know, people, you all want us to do something, and we really do need now, we have got the big people literally waiting there, but without the money behind us, sending the letters and different things, we cannot do this. The thing that is holding us back from getting on so far now is the money. And let's not forget, we also owe Claire, who that night went and put forward that money to pay for that flight. And all of us in the chat room were here who said that this would be a good idea. So come on, you know, let's get this sorted. We now need to start making this happen, and we need to start telling everybody what we're about. So, you know, it doesn't matter how small this may be. And at the end of the day, I'd like to point out to everybody, let's just ask the question, how many people on the Golden Jubilee celebrations shut their street, put banners up, did stupid things, or goodness knows what? How many people actually did that? Who made the effort to put them banners up, climbed up them ladders and everything else? That is no more than what we're asking you to do. Have a party. Have a street party. Put posters up. Put whatever you want up. Times have got to change, and we've got to keep on. So, do you know what I mean? Everybody, you know, we could make this into a real celebration. You know what I mean? So anybody who had a party at that time, let's face it, any excuse for a party, I'm up for that. You know, but let's start changing the way that people are thinking, and let's make this fun too. So anyway, I know that I've got to go to the phone lines because I'm getting told off as well. So where are we? Hi, welcome to the show.
Hiya, is it me?
How are you doing? You okay?
It's Lena. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Lena.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I've got a bit of a groggy throat at the moment, sore throat, and this heat is killing me.
Oh, it's not good, is it?
Definitely not good. Hey, Claire. There's Claire, bless her. Basically, I'm on a rant as well as you are. Things have to change, but you're making great progress, I understand. And I haven't been on as much this last week because I've got my own issues, and the health is just getting a bit tiring right now with this heat, so I just can't stay on the computer that much. But well done, you're doing a wonderful job. I did have an idea, which I did message you, and I think I messaged Steve as well, but I had an idea which I'm still thinking about, but I still have to source the stuff. Is it okay for me to mention the idea here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, it's I've just started a new hobby, and I'm doing some jewellery making, and I'm willing to make some Shambhala-type bracelets with kind of like the beads would be like cube beads, and with the initial, with the lettering on it to spell out end BSL. And
right.
I'm willing to give the proceeds to pay for Claire and whatever's left to go towards the campaign. I will have to cover the cost of the stuff first, if that's okay. And I won't make any profit.
I have got your message, Lena. You're on my to reply to list, but it's just one of those 86 other people, so please don't think I'm being rude. It does sound great what you're suggesting, and I'm sure that we'd love to do something with you on that. The only thing I would say we can't do is use the words end BSL, because that's what will drop us in this campaign, because for 20 years people have been trying to end BSL, and it doesn't happen. What we need to be doing is get successful and realistic changes to BSL. But I'm sure we can change the letters a little bit and take the word end out. But obviously, we've got to make that very clear. We're looking to put a realistic BSL in place. But well done, Lena. What a fantastic idea. Wouldn't that be great,
yeah,
Sue?
Absolutely fantastic. And this is the thing, Lena. We just want people to do whatever they're good at. You know, some people are good at posters. Some people are good at pictures. Some people, you know, everybody's good at something. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, at the end of the day, anything and everything we are grateful for. Even those small bits, if you just want to make a donation, you haven't got, I mean, let's face it, me and Steve and Claire haven't got time, but we are making time. We've all got families, we've all got businesses and everything, but all of us, you know, we're putting the time in, but we really just cannot, physically, afford to put any more money in. So we obviously need people's help.
Exactly.
We do.
I'm in a similar situation. I have donated towards Claire a little bit, not as much as some people, but I have done what I can at that time. But right now, my circumstances have, without going into detail, which obviously I won't, my circumstances have just gone haywire at the moment, which hopefully I've had a bit of good news. The universe always provides, and I believe in that strongly, and I've asked the universe, and something may come out for me next week. I've also got another project going on the side to do with my jewellery, and if that hits off, then I will be putting some more donations in.
You're a darling, Lena.
But I want to try and do what I can to help. So I'm here.
Lena, it is a two-way thing, though, love. If we can help you in any way by you helping us, give us a shout. For those that are helping us, we have got no problems in, if we can help you in any way, promoting whatever you're doing or whatever it may be, you know, just give us a shout. I apologise if I've not answered the emails. We have just been inundated with messages, but it's just been crazy, to say the least. And I must admit, I've actually had part of my today, which I stand guilty for, where I've literally had a bit of a house clean because I felt like it was a bomb site. So we've literally, all three of us, and I know others of you as well, we've been putting hours and hours into this where our lives seem to have stopped and just gone into that mode.
I totally understand.
Can I just have some comment, just to respond to what somebody said in the chat? I think it was Claire... not Dave Clare, the other Clare. She said, why are we not campaigning to end BSL and do away with it altogether? And I think that's a very important thing to raise. There will never come a time, and I can pretty much categorically state this, when they will just say all dogs are a free-for-all. And frankly, we do not want a free-for-all where anybody can own any dog. We want to eventually decriminalise pit bulls, but in the meantime, we want more sensible things around this. What is a pit bull? Over who can analyse what a pit bull is, and over who can make judgments as to their temperament. But I believe there should always be some kind of BSL, but the BSL onus should be placed on the humans rather than the dog. Because I've got a Rottweiler, and I love him to bits. He's gorgeous. He's the biggest softie. But in the wrong hands, that Rottweiler could be a killing machine and could take somebody's arm, leg, or head off. And you've got one as well, Sue, so you know what I mean.
Yep.
So I think it will be irresponsible, and it will something that no government will ever do, to abolish BSL. But right now it's focused on the dog, and it's focused on guilty until proven innocent. And what we're going to do is change that around, so it's focused on the human. And only people who are suitable to own what could be a real killing machine are allowed to have one. And, of course, innocent until proven guilty. And that's the big change. So I think there needs to be some kind of law regulating animals, and possibly even all kinds of dogs. I don't know. But what we're campaigning to change is the fact that right now, you know, underqualified people can just walk up to someone on the street that's got a boxer cross lab and go, hey, looks a bit bully type, we're taking it away from you. And in 90% of cases that results in the death of the dog, and that's what has to stop. But I really think that there needs to be some kind of dog laws in place, whether we call it BSL or not, but it needs to be completely overhauled. And our legals are working with experts, and we are going to ultimately and eventually put forward, based on what works in other countries, based on what experts around the world propose, we're going to put forward a whole new legislation and really upskittle the apple cart and throw that into the relevant authorities. So I hope that answers your question, Claire.
Can I just say something? Claire on the chat has just put, so owner-specific legislation, not breed. So can we have OSL?
Perhaps that's the way we need to go. But, you know, we have to remember, and I've spoken to leading dog experts, you know, the people that are on our side, and they all say the same thing. Some dogs, you know, have got a lot more potential than others, as in that, you know, naturally more dominant personalities, obviously a lot more strength in their jaws and their body, and they can be, you know, dangerous, but they're dangerous in the hands of the wrong people, and that is what we need to be. I think you should be able to walk down the street and see unmuzzled pit bulls, absolutely, but with responsible owners that know what they're doing.
Sorry, Lena, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I did talk to Steve privately in a message earlier. I actually wrote to, I think one of the websites actually said we should be writing to somebody by the name of Lord Taylor, who's a parliamentary undersecretary. Now, basically, I wrote him a letter, which I won't read now, but basically saying that something has to be done with this BSL laws. The public need better... The law needs to be changed, basically, because it's not fair, like, innocent dogs are being killed. I've written a long letter, which they kind of used a sample letter. I actually did get a response, which I won't read the whole letter, because it's like 3 pages long. But the paragraph that really struck me, which I did mention to Steve, but we, you know, Steve said, we will change something, you know. And it, that sort of answers Claire's question there as well. I'll just read this paragraph. The government does not consider that repealing breed-specific legislation would improve responsible ownership of dogs or reduce the number of dog attacks. The police have also indicated that they would not wish to see the removal of breed-specific legislation. So this is coming from the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. So obviously what Steve just said, they're not going to abolish BSL as much as we'd like it to, but we need to try and aim for better changes. I mean, the letter does go on, which I will send to you, Steve. I will try and sort this
out. Please email it to me.
Yeah, because it's a bit too complicated for me, because maybe your legal person needs to see that, because to me it's a bit double dutch, you know. But they do point a few items, what they're saying they're trying to introduce, and new guidelines will take effect from 20th of August 2012.
Tougher than what we have now. Sorry to interrupt you there, Lena. The new guidelines give more powers for dogs to be seized than the current guidelines, which is quite worrying, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that as well, from the gist of the letter. So I will send that to you, and it's just ridiculous. It just saddens me, and I know it saddens everyone, and it's like, that's another reason why I've not been on the computer that much this week. Just reading these stories, it's just, I'll have to say this, the human race, majority of the human race, are the dangerous breed on this earth. And what Sue's been saying, and I've been listening in on the radios, you know, the archives, and what Sue said as well, I think she said it in today's show as well, are we going to see a man or a woman with big tattoos, long hair, or, you know, rugged-looking guy walking in the street, are we going to assume they're going to attack us and they're dangerous? You know, no, we don't do that. You know, we
don't. No, and if you made an accusation of... Sorry, Lynn, if you made an accusation pointing out that they're dangerous because of how they look, you'd be the one banged up for discrimination, you know what I mean? And quite rightly so.
It's racist, and it's coming from me. I'm Indian, and where I live in a very Indian community, and it's very rarely you see a white person, but, you know, there are a few around, but, you know, I mean, I mingle a lot with mixed cultures, but it's just, you know, if somebody did that in the public, that would be racist. You could be done for that. Why are they doing this to these dogs? It's disgraceful.
Yeah, it is absolutely disgraceful.
Sorry, it still comes back to what I say as well about the fact, and I repeated this, but I want people to repeat this as well. Go back in your Facebooks and ask the question. At the end of the day, if we're saying that we can't have specific breeds because of what they are, then why the hell have we got lists for paedophiles that are let back on our streets that can still stand by schools and watch our children, but because they're on a list, it's okay? Well, in that case, I suggest instead of putting all these dogs down and just saying, oh, it's this type, we've got a type in the human race called a paedophile, and we still let them live, and we put them on a list. Put a dog on a list then.
Exactly.
Do we actually go and put them people down?
I actually want the death penalty. Crikey, don't argue with Lena. One of the things that I will say is people are commenting that the RSPCA and what have you have tried to change the law and it's not happened. And there's a reason why it's not happened. When one person whether that be just a one-off or whether it happens many times with different people, when one association, one group or what have you go forward to propose law changes, especially in a sensitive area like this, they tend to get ignored. We're going about this in a completely different way by combining forces with the very, very most respected people, including certain people in government we're looking to be in talks with and are already making progress with, who will create a super force. And not only will we create a super force, but we're going to put the new law proposals forward as an official advisory committee. And that really is as much as I can say at the moment. But we've really got the top guys working on this. And what we're going to be fighting for is the best possible system. And there's a lot of options on the table at the moment. We've even toyed with an idea that's come out in certain parts of the states of having a doggy logbook and a point system based on, like the driving license system, based on, you know, a little growl gets you a point. 12 growls is a rehabilitation order, and so on and so forth. There's lots of things that we're investigating, and there's lots of, you know, we're trying to look at every possible option that all of the experts say, and then have our legal team tear it to pieces and find out every possible criticism of it so we can build better models. But we're in the early days because of this little word called money. We are going to do something. I know we are, and I wouldn't be putting so much passion into this if I didn't believe we could make it happen.
Hear, hear.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely. But it's like I said, Steve, the only thing that's literally holding us back at the moment is the fact that we cannot afford to do any more at this moment in time.
Well, yeah, we've got something going on which is involving actually not just people but authorities in the United States and the UK. And I think I mentioned this the other night, didn't I, Sue? But we've got to raise sort of at least £4,000 if not £5,000 for this to happen, and we've got to get it within the next month. So we need a lot of money. We need a lot of money, but we only have one chance at these kind of things. And the people that I'm speaking to, who are leaders in the field, retrospectively, every time I speak to one and talk to them about the other people I'm speaking to on a daily basis, each one of them is completely blown away by the fact of who we've got on board. And that in turn is making them jump on board, and we've just got to fund it now. You know, I've got leading experts that charge £500 a day to do their work, who have said that they will do their stuff for free. But obviously, the associated outgoings and costs that come along from that have got to be covered by someone, and that's got to be covered by the public that want the change.
And the thing is, without all of you behind us and without these donations, they will never take us seriously. It is okay us all saying in the chat room and on the show we're this and we're that and we're the other, but we really need you stood behind us, but also we need you to literally say, I can do this. Now, we're not saying that we want a massive donation from you. We need you to share, tell everybody to join the website. They've got to literally join it. We obviously need you to, even if you do a car boot, even if you do a sponsored silence, whatever it may be, it is not that we're wanting a big lot off you, just we need your support. It is okay saying in a chat room or on Facebook that you're behind this and everything, but, you know, we've got a lot of people saying NBSL. That's not the way we're wanting to go. It's like Steve said, it's all about change. We are never going to be able to delete it, but we may be, you know, it's not going to be yet. It's going to be time. We do not want to rush this. This is not about speed. It is about doing it properly. I don't want us in, say, 2 years' time to say, I wish we'd have done it a bit slower because then we would have got it right. No, we're doing everything right. We're going to make sure that there is no loopholes at all. We have got the best, but to get the best, you've got to pay for it. And this is what we are asking you. If you want to be with us, we've got to have these payments coming in to help us. And we don't care if it is just £5 or whatever it may be. It may be, like I say, a car boot sale. It may be that you have a green and blue party or anything. But we need your help. We just cannot say enough times this. So sorry for that slight rant there. I got a bit carried away again. Go ahead.
You're quite right. You know, in our Ask Sue group, obviously we've not got this many people listening tonight, but in the Ask Sue group, there's 1,000 people. So assuming that those 1,000 people live on 1,000 streets, and assuming that those streets have got 30 houses, if each of our people went and asked all of their neighbours to give £1, we could have by the end of the month 30 grand in the bank, and that would pay for everything we need. That would pay for us to go to the production companies for all of the material that we need to sell. It would pay for the publicity things and the big events that we've got planned. It would pay for the photo shoots with the celebrities that are actually willing to endorse us and back us and create further publicity. And that's just by each one of our members knocking on every door in their street and explaining about it, that their dog could be next, and asking if they'll give something. And if they give more, even better. But if they only give a quid, we could have 30 grand by the end of this week.
Yep.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yep. It's not a lot that we're asking deep down, is it?
It's not really, no. When you consider that between you, me and Claire in the last 2 weeks, we've put over 7,500 in and emptied our own bank accounts and maxed our overdrafts. We're not asking a lot. And I'm sorry, I'm ranting, but we're not asking a lot.
No, exactly. I actually said before, and you just, obviously you've done your calculations, I knew round about how much, but obviously you totaled it up and it's even more. So I, in that case, I don't want you to do any more calculating because I'm going to be going mad.
Well, I've definitely said I'm going to be backing.
Sorry,
Liz.
No, you go for it, love.
No, I was just going to say, I have definitely typed it in the chat room saying I'm backing you. And I definitely vouch here on air, I will do whatever I can to help. Money is extremely tight for me. I could be even facing bankruptcy right now, but I'm willing to do spend my time and maybe doing something like the bracelets or something, because I feel that's what I'm kind of getting good at the moment. If there's anything I can help in that way, and if my project does hit off, I'm considering... If it hits off really well, I'll donate a percentage of that towards paying Claire back, because I really, really think Claire, out of her goodness of her heart, did that. And no, I mean, I've never met anybody that would just say, I mean, I don't know you people, I don't know Sue, I don't know Steve, but for somebody to turn around and say, you know, here, I don't know you, but I'll give you this amount of money, just go on the plane and try and save Lennox's life. That's what it was about. Somebody does a selfless act like that, it just shows that this person is genuine, honest, and very caring, and has passion for trying to save a life. And I am just ashamed that I was in the room when it all happened, and there were all these people saying, yep, we'll pay, and nobody has. And it just... It breaks my heart, because there's not many few decent people out there, and I only know you from talking on Facebook, talking on here, and I tell you something, Claire, Sue, and Steve, and Howard, because I've heard him a lot of times, he sounds lovely.
Oh, he's lovely, Howard.
I love the American accent anyway, which I'll tell you about that in a bit, if I'm still on, if you don't cut me off, that is, because I'm ranting, but... Yes, people, please, you've got to get the word out. Even if it's £1, pay Claire back and get this campaign going, because we need this money, don't we? We have to make a change. We have to be voice. Go ahead.
We do. You're quiet. We have to be the voice for these animals. And you know, we're really proud that we've managed to find... We can't guarantee what will happen, but we're confident in what we found. And, you know, we'll campaign until we do get the change. And, you know, what you said that night, you heard the events unfold, Lena, and actually that night was the first time that myself, Claire and Sue had ever met each other. In fact, it was the first night that myself and Claire had listened to the Ask Sue show. We'd both seen a link on the internet and clicked in. And I will say, over the last, 2.5 weeks now? 3 weeks, it seems like a lifetime, but in that short time, I have to say, I would class Sue and Claire as two of the best friends I've ever had. We've been on the phone to each other day and night. We've been working round the clock. We've had emotional ups and emotional downs, and supported each other through it, and we've become incredibly close, and I'm so proud to know these two people, because they might be a little strange, they might be a little balmy, but they're two of the most genuine people I've ever met in my life.
I just want to add a little bit as well, a little bit more to that as well. I know I just mentioned Sue, Steve and Claire. I want to say a big thank you to Jets as well.
Jets is amazing. We love Jets.
Listen to this. I've got to say this. I met Jets through this group as well. And it's amazing. We're like twins. And she's in Jersey and I'm here in England. And it's like we've been talking Skype on a regular basis. And I think she's kind of fed up with me now, but she is brilliant. And I tell you something, I've got a friend there for life. I know we're a distance apart, but you know she's more than welcome. Anytime she comes over here to the UK, she's more than welcome, as you all are as well, Sue and Steve.
Thank you.
You know, I've made some lovely friends in this group. And
yeah, I think we all have. There are some really... The people that have stuck through this, the few have dwindled out. We've had a few problems. And the people like yourself and others, and especially Jets, you're absolutely right. She's been working her little socks off for me. If I say, oh, I need to know this, Jets is onto it, and with an in-depth report 20 minutes later, she's an absolute superstar. She's been approaching massive organisations on our behalf, and she's really good. And yeah, you're quite right. We've all made some super friends, and you, I think you get to know a lot by people about how devoted they are to animals, you know?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Now you're sounding like Sue. Sorry, Sue.
I know.
I think with a bit of sarcasm there, I'm saying no more about it. But hold on a minute. You've actually said absolutely, Steve, more times than I have tonight, to be fair. So, ha-ha, it's catching.
I tell you what, it is catching. Well, it's funny, actually, because I spoke to someone in the chat room that first night, and they said, be careful, if you spend too much time around Sue, you'll catch something. And I have, haven't I?
I just love it when she says, absolutely, all the time when she says it, and it's just, it's funny. I love the way you do it, and it's just Sue.
Thank you.
We love
you,
Sue.
I'm going to actually have to have, when I get my T-shirts printed, which I'm going to have to do very soon, obviously promoting Worldwide Canine Crusade, I am going to have absolutely change for BSL, and then I'm going to have on the back actually and absolutely and all that on the back as well, because I say exactly and absolutely.
Totally.
Absolutely.
So to my quote of the evening, we are the change for BSL is exactly what we're looking for, and we're not giving up to the absolutely end.
Brilliant.
Oh, my God.
It probably didn't make a lot of sense, but anyway, I know what I meant.
I don't want to give too much information away, Sue, but I won't mention any names or anything. I know somebody that you're talking to who I introduced you. I told him to get in touch with you, which you were asking in the show. And I know he's emailed you, a lovely guy from America.
Yes.
I didn't want to mention any names, but if you want to, that's fine.
Well, I'm still in the point of emailing, but I know exactly who you're talking about. And yes, shortly, hopefully next week. And by all means, you can come straight on the show and talk to them as well.
Oh, definitely. I've told him when she gets back to you, because I did explain you've been extremely busy and I know you've been working behind the scenes. I got a message saying that he emailed you today, and I said, well, hopefully, you'll get on the air. And he's hopefully Monday, but, you know, I said, I'm sure Sue will get back to you.
Yes, that's the idea. And you will hear on the Ask Sue show, well, obviously not you, Lena, because I will let you know as soon as I know, but you will be able to find out straight onto the Ask Sue show group on Facebook. And I'll tell you what. There will be a lot of loudness when I promote that, I can tell you.
Oh, God, yes. The guy is absolutely phenomenal, literally. And, yeah, we've been chatting, so...
I'm so looking for... I'm actually just going on my other email address just to see if he's actually messaged me back. Sorry, Steve, is there anything else you can think of while I'm just ranting here?
No, I've done my rant for tonight, and as I said, my next project now is to get people going blue and green in about 3 months' time on a national day, and I know that Lena will do it. Lena will do something where she's wearing something blue or green, and Lena will tell all of the businesses that she knows around her area about it, and we need every, and so will Jets, and we need everybody out there to just do that for us. You know, if you could just persuade one or two businesses to get on board, they buy the kits off us, we've got to work out the cost yet, they're going to get free publicity because we'll be doing press releases to all their local press, so the businesses won't lose out, and they will have a fun day, and they will make they'll obviously make awareness about their company, but they'll make a huge difference to this campaign. And I think if we could have a UK National Green and Blue Day, it would be fantastic. Sorry, Lena, what were you going to say?
Sorry, I didn't hear the little beginning bit when you came on and talked about the kit, so I don't know about the kit that you mentioned. But
okay,
I will
definitely
paint my nails blue and green because I can't do my hair.
You paint your nails. That's perfect. The plan for businesses is this. We are going to put together kits, and the kit will comprise of, for example, a T-shirt with the logo on, some balloons, flyers, posters, basically a party pack. And the company will approach companies, and if they've got 10 staff or 1,000 staff or even one staff, they will buy the kit for each member of staff. They will have an absolute party day where everyone's going blue and green. We'll have all the local press around at their business taking photos, so they will get a lot of great publicity. They can fundraise on the day as well. If the company really can't afford it, they can maybe ask the staff if they'll pay for their own kit. But basically, a day of party where the country goes blue and green in honour of our cause and, of course, in honour of what Howard is doing across the pond for us all. And the idea is to get as many businesses, big and small, going blue and green. And we've already got a lot of interest. And we just need you guys to go out there and tell all your local shops, all your local offices about it. Once we've got all the dates and things confirmed, we'll issue anyone who's interested with some pamphlets, if we get some money to buy some, of course. And then you can go around and you can tell everyone about it. And we can make loads and loads of money.
I'm going to have to get that song downloaded to radio, aren't I?
Oh, brilliant. You're going to actually play it on air?
You know the one?
Yes.
Loads and money. Do you not remember that one?
Oh, that
song. No, I think Lena's thinking about you thinking about another song.
Oh, but that yes, we'll be getting the other song on. That's a true fact. Hold a minute. I'll see if I can find the other song while you two are talking. Hold on.
Yeah, but I don't know if she is allowed to play the song that I'm thinking of on air. But, yeah, fine. Go ahead. I love it. I'm always blaring it round. I had it blaring today, windows wide open.
I think the song that you're thinking of will be a song that she plays when the special guest comes on. You know what I mean?
No, I'm thinking about the special... Oh, never mind.
We're talking about
the special guest, but you know.
Without giving
right.
away, I'll take my foot out of my mouth, so I'll shut up about it. Can I just say something? I was watching this program today. Or am I interrupting you?
No, carry on.
I just want to say, I watched... I see Kaz is in the room, Kaz Cobb. She highlighted, I know Kaz personally as well. She mentioned about this program that was on today about the Samaritan Tigers. I don't know if I've pronounced that right. It's this millionaire who's bought some land and he's actually trying to rescue these Samaritan Tigers because there's very few of these around. And what got to me was that the program itself, what he was actually doing was these tigers were supposedly man-eating, and they actually killed a few of the people. And they kind of trap them, and they keep them in cages, and then they try and get them kind of, what's the word? I can't think of the word.
Rehabilitated?
Yeah, that's it. I sound like I'm drunk, I'm sorry, but this heat is just getting to me, and I'm like, brain's like mush at the moment. But yeah, they tried to do that. And then they send them out in this land that this millionaire owns. And they're so close to, there's like a few villagers still there as well. And yet, what my point is, basically, how you know, why were they letting them loose so close to the people? But luckily, in the actual documentary right at the end, because they had a guy come in to sort of like evaluate the whole process and everything and whether it was a right decision to make. But actually, it was a right decision because these supposedly tigers that supposedly killed, there's no proof that they've actually killed, they're just captured and assume they've killed, were set out into the wild again with these people, and they didn't go anywhere near the villages. Well, they did the first few days, but then after that, they moved on. They killed some of the cows, you know, the villagers' animal stock, but then moved on. What I'm trying to say, it was kind of similar to like what these dogs, I mean, they're kind of like assuming these dogs have attacked and they're going to be dangerous. And it just really pisses me off the most that, you know, this millionaire, all right, he's got a lot of money, he can do this and try and rescue these tigers, which are an endangered species. But yet people here, you know, trying to save these dogs and they can't. You know, the government are not saving them.
No, absolutely. But Lena, they will. We will. We'll get there.
Yeah. We will.
We
definitely.
Will get there. We will get there. Now, Sue, are you there?
I am.
Yeah, I've got Claire who wants me to patch her in on the call. So are you okay if I just add her in on this?
Yes, of course you can. Go ahead.
And then I can nip and make a phone call, and then I can come back, and you can all say hello to Claire for a moment. So let's just try and get her. I don't know how this is going to work, but I'm going to try it. You'll probably get a bit of noise.
Claire's just going mad at me at the moment, because apparently, for some, and I don't know how, but she's blocked out the chat room, and I don't know how on earth it's happened, because I've not blocked her out of there.
Oh. You see, she always struck me as one of them trolls.
She'll give you troll.
Was it Claire Hartley that was in the room? Is our Claire?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay. Because she's not in the room anymore.
No, because she says she's been blocked, but I haven't blocked her out there, so I don't know what's going on. But I'd like to say to guest 2861, if you're somebody I know, please message me back, but if you're not, you're going to be taken off. Okay, sorry, my rant over.
I'll let you two talk while I just try and get hold of Claire.
Okay.
Sorry,
Lena, go ahead.
I was going to say, the guest might be me, because I'd actually tuned into the show on my mobile earlier. Let me just double-check that.
Yeah, you're not plugged in as Lena. Hello, is that Claire?
Hello, darling.
Hello, you're live on the air. Don't call me darling.
No, if she'd realised she was if she thought she wasn't on air, it would have been called much worse.
Much worse than darling, yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad you actually said you're live on the air, because I was just about to go put
I'm going to leave you just for 5 or 10 minutes chatting away with Sue and the lovely Lena who's online while
okay,
I just
hello,
make
Lena.
A quick phone call, but I'll speak to you in a bit.
Hi,
girls.
Claire.
Right, but, hello, love. If anyone could, I can't see anything at the moment. My computer managed to throw me out, so I just logged back in and I thought, oh, I'll just log in as Dave Hartley just for a giggle again, and it went, oh, you're not allowed to enter this room, and I was like, what? On the one
I don't
page.
Know why, I'm just trying to look, and I just wanted to say to Steve, if you're still listening, there is only 11 minutes of the show left to go, and I can't believe it, it's gone so quick.
Mm.
Oh.
Well, the last 11 minutes,
Claire,
I'm going to chat here.
Sorry,
I can't
Claire,
see what anyone's saying.
Oh. Is there anything that you've got to update us on, Claire, while you're on?
Yes. Things on the shop. We now have a shop page on the website. So please, please, please share with your friends. Go on the shop. Currently we have mugs, dog collars. There's only 20 leads. So if you want leads, get in there quickly. Car sunscreens, mouse mats and wristbands. Now I'm still waiting for the lady who runs the company to actually do the physical product so I can get the item to photograph to be able to put the pictures on there. But, you know, mugs, it's got the logo on, it's all going to a good cause, and there you go, you've got something to drink your coffee out of, so everyone's a winner.
I'll be buying a mug.
Packing and Mugs, I get through that nobody's business. I only wish I threw them at the kids, but I don't. I just drop them or forget where they are.
I collect them.
Say this again, Lena.
Sorry, I collect them. You know, like if I go anywhere abroad or anywhere, I collect mugs from different places. But my collection was boxed up. It was boxed up a while ago. So when I was moving, well, a couple of years ago, I was moving and emigrating to America. But everything's still boxed up. But I will definitely be buying a mug when I've got some money here soon, hopefully. Because I do like
mugs. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
So what sort of prices have we got on the things, Claire?
Sorry?
What sort of prices have we got on the things?
Prices, we have mugs currently at £7. Now, until I actually get a product in my hand so I can weigh it and work out some kind of postage and packing will be done at cost. And let me tell you that the price that we're being given for all these products and the price that's on the screen is a very, very minimal markup. So we are reliant on people being very generous and buying these just to donate that very, very little. And we've always said just little and often, or anything you can give, every little helps. And it is so, so true. We need you to share the website, share what we're doing, share our hard work. And just if you don't want to buy anything, a little donation will do. If you do want to buy anything, brilliant. So the products, I say, we've currently got mugs currently at £7 plus postage and packing, which will be at cost. I'm not going to suddenly go, ooh, £5 postage and packing like some eBay sellers do. It will be at cost. Dog collars with the Worldwide Canine Crusade. Hopefully I'm going to get the website on there as well. Those are £9.50. They're decent dog collars. Both my dogs have got dog collars from this lady. Dog leads. They're actually advertised on her website as dog or horse leads. They're currently at £14. As I said, the markup that I've put on them is very, very minimal. Car sunscreens. Now, the sun's out. Little's in the back. When you've got the sun blaring on them, you need some sunscreens. Instead of getting one with Winnie the Pooh on it, which they're going to grow out of, get your kids something that you can tell them about and people will ask about when they see it. Those are currently £9 for two, and it includes all the suckers to be able to adhere it to your windows. Mouse mats. Mine is currently the lady that's doing all these promotional items. I've got one of her mouse mats. I've had this for years, and it does need to be updated, so I'm going to be buying a mouse mat. That's currently at £6 plus postage and packing. And the wristbands. This I am so excited about. She has got these in, especially for us. She doesn't normally do them. They're not part of her product range. But she's got these in, especially for us. And they're £2.50 plus postage and packing, which, again, will be at cost. So £1 on top of that maximum for a wristband. So you can look cool. You can have the latest wristband. You can talk to your friends about. If anything, use it as a chat-up to someone you like. And it's all in a good cause. So that's
Claire.
Currently our merchandise. We will be adding to it as we go along. But as I said, we've only been doing this for 2 weeks. We've done our best. We've been working throughout the day and night. We're all absolutely knackered, and we've done our absolute best. All we would like now is your support, either financially, however little it is, or for you to share with your friends and ask your friends to share as well, please.
Can I just do a quick update? I'm just reading from the... we've only got a few minutes to go, so I just need to say this. Apparently, we've got... just got word, City Hall employees want more calls for Wicker. Apparently, Wicker is still alive, I'm being told. They want their log to go. They will present it to the mayor and his team, begging for clemency. Call and save Wicker. And the number is 514-872-0311. That's 514-872-0311. So please go and blow their phones out for us, please. We need to save Wicker ASAP. Going back to that, Claire, we just got Tracy, who said, what about car stickers? Are there any?
No, but there will be.
There will be. As I said, we're trying to work with the resources that we have at the moment. And those are the things that I can personally afford to buy, because at the moment you also need to remember that nobody's going to go, tell you what, have a load of stuff logoed for nothing. That just doesn't happen. So this is all I can afford at the moment to get manufactured for us, so I can take photos of it. The other things I've got another list. Oh, there's my computer desk. I have got bits of paper with loads and loads and loads of stuff on it. Car magnets, mobile charms, pendants, plastic, socks, shoelaces. Honestly, I have all your ideas written down. I do take a great deal of attention to what the people are asking of us, and these will be added as well. But as soon as we get anything that's concrete, I put it on the site. So that doesn't mean I've forgotten you at all. It just means that we are trying to do everything in very, very minimal time, with very little time. And I said to you the other day, Sue, time, money and energy, and we're trying to find all three, and all three just don't exist at the moment, and that's why we're asking for other people's help.
Absolutely. And if I can just butt in, ladies, just to let you know, I've just had a phone call. I can't say much because I'm waiting for an official approval from the chairman, but that's just a formality, I'm hoping. But if we can get 100 companies to do our national Go Green and Blue Day, I can pretty much say I've got a national household name brand of company who's willing to come on board, which could make a real difference. But we need at least 100 other companies, because they're only willing to entertain it if it's national. So we're getting great interest in this. So once we can afford to get these leaflets done, anybody who is at all interested in going out there and talking to small local businesses, please let us know. Please send us an email, info@worldwidek9crusade.com.
Right, let me just... Sorry, I was just too busy typing that on there quickly. Right, is there anything else we need to do a quick update on before we run out of time?
I've said everything I need to say, my dear.
Okay, what about you, Claire?
I could probably add more, but I can't see the chat, so I don't know what I'm talking about. No, I'm a bit sort of up in the air at the moment, so I can only say what the information that I have. If anyone has any ideas, again, info@worldwidek9crusade. We will pick up the emails. As soon as I wake up, I'm straight on it. Before I go to bed, I'm on it. You know, it does not stop people. Really, it doesn't.
This is the thing. I think that's going to be our new logo at the moment. TME. Time, money, energy. That's what we need. So if you haven't got time, you haven't got energy, it's okay. You can donate. And vice versa, if you haven't got one but you can help with the other, that's fine. Yes, you can. That's fine. I have put the email to mine as well, so that's fine. You can email either. Sorry, Claire, did I miss you?
No, I just said absolutely, darling.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So can we just, so I know that you're all awake on the chat before we go, let's have a big absolutely for changing BSL and supporting the worldwide K9crusade.com. Let's have a big absolutely.
I'm going to say absolutely now.
I just know that they're actually still awake then.
Well, you might not get many, because my chat appears to keep throwing me out, so I don't know if anyone else is having difficulties at the moment.
I've been completely thrown out.
Do you know what? I've got three people that have said the same, so I don't know what's happening.
Can I just say, let's all just take the lead.
Yes.
Take the lead. I like
time,
it.
Time, money, energy. If you can't do two of them, do the other one.
Yeah.
Well said.
I think that's going to... I'm going to say to our Sue show for that. Right, it's down to 90 seconds. So, Lena, thank you very much for joining the show. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much,
Lena.
Thanks,
Lena.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you to Claire and to Steve. Thank you very much, both of you.
You're welcome, as always, Steve.
Thank you very much. And absolutely loving you having to be on the show.
Absolutely.
I shall catch up with you later, guys.
Thank you very much. See you later.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I'd like to thank every single one of you for joining us on the show. Please, any emails, you can email info@worldwidek9crusade.com or you can email me at asksueuk@gmail.com. But please bear with us because we are having a lot of messages and we're trying to catch up to the best we can. But every single one of you, please go to www.worldwidecaninecrusade.com. Thank you very much for joining us on the Ask Sue Show. It's been lovely having you, and I hope to speak to you very soon. Good night, and bye-bye.
That's all, folks.